This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. It's been a long time since he's been on my show. We're talking about April 2017. We're talking no other than Endurance Gold Corp. They've been on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ENGF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol EDG. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, Robert Boyd. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thanks very much. It's pleasure to try and update your listeners.
Now, you guys are a prospect generator company that explores for the development of primary gold properties in North America, especially your main property, Elephant property. That being said, what is Endurance Gold's exploration methodology, and how will you create wealth for shareholders?
Well, it's a good question, Everett, because the gold business is evolving and has been evolving over a number of years here, and the major mining companies are getting bigger and now are very much focused on cash flows at their operations and trying to turn themselves into companies that have good cash flow returns for shareholders. For once upon a time, they focused on multiples of gold ounces in terms of how they sold themselves to the shareholders. But what it means is that the major mining companies are focusing on their knitting, which is mining, and they've been less focused on exploration and less successful at exploration for finding gold deposits. So that's where the opportunity is for risk-averse investors in terms of investing in junior mining companies staffed by competent management that has experience with many of these major mining companies in their exploration groups, like myself, where we're good at raising the capital, finding mineral deposits, and exploring and identifying deposits that offer opportunities for major mining companies to acquire those projects. And if not, those discoveries generate significant capital appreciation wealth for shareholders as you make discoveries and deliver ounces to the bottom line of a venture capitalized junior company. So that's where the real opportunity is. So mining companies have to focus on identifying growth through acquisition of juniors and other companies, and that's where the opportunity is for shareholders. And we as a company are focused right now on chasing the potential in the Tintina Gold Belt of the Alaska and the Yukon, and we're focusing on the Alaska side. In that belt, in the Tintina Gold Belt, there are many large gold deposits. That's very similar to our Elephant properties called the Fort Knox deposit, controlled by Kinross, which has been mining now for many years. Produced over 10 million ounces, and they just announced a significant expansion on that project. The Pogo gold deposit's another one that was just acquired by Australian mining company Northern Star, and has got a significant historic production their plans and anticipation for another few million ounces of production in the future. And then Barrick has another deposit, which is over 30 million ounces, which they just got permitted in Alaska, which looks like they're moving towards developing that into a mine. So this is an indication of how pregnant this Tintina Gold Belt is in terms of delivering major gold discoveries, and our Elephant property is a prime example of that. It's called Elephant because it's an area of historic placer mining activity, and the placer miners that worked in the area found mandibles of mastodon mandibles and tusks in the gulches they were mining for gold. And one of those gulches they called Elephant Gulch, and the gulch it drains from is called Elephant Mountain. So it's that's how we got the name, and it's primarily because of the historic placer mining activity in the area. But nobody's ever found a source for that gold in those creeks, and that's what we're trying to do. And we've been very successful in our exploration in the area with some drilling that's already returned in the first kind of phase of drilling a 15-foot intersection of 0.13 ounce per ton gold, which is wide open to expansion. And a kilometer away, we drilled another hole up there and got 0.013 ounce per ton, but over 483 feet, so a very large low-grade gold system, indicating that there's going to be some very pregnant and higher-grade feeder zones for those gold systems, and that's what we're searching for. And just this past summer, we just announced a few weeks ago the discovery of another zone about 10 kilometers away from those other two I was just mentioning, and we got grab samples on surface of 0.67 ounce per ton gold on surface. And we trenched about 400 meters away from that and got wide low-grade intervals in trenching of about 0.013 over about 35 to 40 feet of width, indicating another large low-grade system that's supported by a very large gold anomaly in soil that's over a kilometer long and at least 300 meters wide. So it's a very big system, and we're just scratching the surface there, and that's never been drilled. So it's a great opportunity, this district. This is an area where we continue to explore with the goal of making a discovery. And our goal is to get back into that project and drill about six targets now that we've brought to drill stage and have got a critical mass for a significant drill program in the future coming up on Elephant Mountain.
You know, the last time you were on the show, we talked about the Rattlesnake property in Wyoming. We also talked about the Trout and Wolverine properties. Can you bring us up to speed of what's going on with any one of those?
Yeah, well, the Rattlesnake property was one that we sold our interest in that property to a company called GFG Resources for cash and shares, and we retained a royalty on that property. And they've just done as a result of that activity, GFG consolidated the ownership of that district, which was a good move, which we supported. And they conducted exploration programs for the last few years on that with some success on identifying a deposit called the North Stock. And they've recently just done a deal with a very large Australian gold mining company called Newcrest. And Newcrest is back drilling on that property as we speak with the goal of identifying much bigger gold and gold systems associated with what has been found already. It's a target-rich environment. We staked about half the sort of targets in the district, and our interest is consolidated into a pretty significant play down there. So we watch that now as an investor and royalty owner. We similarly had a project in Ontario where we had a 35% operating JV interest, and we sold that in late 2016 for shares in a company called Inventus Mining. And that's one of these paleoplacer gold systems similar to the Witwaters Rand in South Africa. And those guys are proceeding now with completing a bulk sample. Their plan is to complete a bulk sample on that project. They already did one last year, which had a very encouraging results. And so it's a more advanced project, and our exposure remains as about a 20% shareholder in that company. So in a sense, we've generated opportunities. Two of them we've vended out, and we're focusing on funding ourselves on a project where ownership in Alaska on our project up there is in the 100% ownership basis. So one of the ways to, there's several ways of looking at projects. If they get expensive, then we can always look at doing joint ventures to fund those as opposed to diluting shareholders with equity.
You know, most of the companies that come on my show are from Canada, and they literally, you know, mine up in Canada. You guys are a Canadian company, and you're exploring in Alaska. What makes that so attractive to gold exploration companies like Endurance?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Canadians are some of the best explorers around the world, and we also have a high... we're liked by countries around the world just because we have a pretty strong corporate social responsibility way of doing exploration. We engage the communities we're good at that kind of thing. But we're also so good at it that it's very competitive for good projects in Canada. So you start to look elsewhere in opportunities. And one of the places we decided in evaluating opportunities, we're a company that's about 60% owned by insiders, and two of those insiders are U.S. residents. So we thought, well, we're just going to focus our exploration activities in North America, and decided if we're going to do that, let's look at Alaska, because well, you say, well, why Alaska? Well, Alaska actually hosts about 40% of the U.S. gold resources, something like about 200 million ounces. It's got a long mining history. It's a safe, stable jurisdiction for mineral exploration and mining. The native land claims issues were all resolved back in 1971. And the Central Alaska Gold District, which is where we're focusing our exploration activity, have excellent access with paved highways and historic state trails to the gold camps that provide permitting, ease of permitting when you go to look at roads into some of these remote camps, because they've already been serviced by grandfathered state gold rush trails. And most importantly, Alaska as a jurisdiction ranks in the top 10 in sort of Fraser Institute's Investment Attractive Index. So, and that's a ranking against just about every country and state and province in the world. So it ranks up there in the top places to want to do business. And I've already mentioned the significant endowment in projects being operated by Kinross, Northern Star, and Barrick's development opportunities. So.
Well, we got about 20 seconds left. In closing, is there anything that you didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners before I let you go?
Well, I guess the important thing to emphasize is we're trading at just about our all-time low right now. It's a tough equity market for junior mining companies. We're competing for capital in Canada against marijuana and blockchain type thing, so it's a little tougher to get the attention in the marketplace. But gold's on the turn now, and we see the expectation that there's going to be a raised interest in the gold mining sector, and specifically the junior mining sector over the next 12 months or so. So we see a real opportunity here, and we hope to take advantage of that.
Robert Boyd has been my guest. If you're looking to take a position in a junior mining company, look no further than Endurance Gold Corp. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol EDG. You also can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ENDGF. Thank you so much for your time. Hopefully you'll come back on the show, Robert, in about 40 or 50 days.
We'll have a new update for you then. Thanks very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.